Everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world. Everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world. I bless the rotten weather. I talk about it. I bless sickness and I talk about it. I bless poverty and I talk about it. I bless death and I talk about it. And then I wonder why it happens to me. Everything I bless, you see, I give attention to, shines forth in my world. So, I am a lover. Ta-da! And everything I love shines forth in my world. I love everybody, and they all shine forth in my world. I love everything, and it shines forth in my world. And I love the weather, and it shines forth in my world, gloriously, wonderfully. Ellen has been saying, we have a river, we have a river, we have a creek, we have a creek, we have a creek, we have a creek. And finally, there's a creek running under my path, and messing up my path, and doing all sorts of things. We had to put a culvert in to keep it in line and so forth. And Ellen just keeps on saying, I love a creek. And it just is there, it's there, it's there, it's every day. And she also says she loves a waterfall. And she also says she loves a pond. And she also says she loves ducks and chickens and geese and all these other lovely things, you know. And hey, you watch it. The minute you get to a lovely pond here, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to have a swimming pool. Rex is going to be diving in there and swimming around and saying, hey, this is all right. Your swimming pools are okay, but you get angry every time I leave hair in your pool. And I don't want anyone to be angry at me because I'm a lover. You see, I bless everything, or everything I bless, and praise shines forth in my world. Now, what are you blessing and praising that's shining forth in your world? Are you blessing yourself? Are you blessing your association, your associates? Are you blessing your house? Are you blessing your car? Are you blessing your clothes? Are you blessing your personal family? How many times a day do you bless your personal family? One time. And what do you say when you bless them? Do you say, I bless you with perfect health and perfect right action and harmony and peace? Or do you say, all is in divine order? And then you let them go. Now, whenever you think of your family, your personal family, do you think of them with their problems or with their all in divine order?
All in divine order.
If you can think of them all in divine order, you have done them the greatest blessing in the world. However, if you think of them with problems, then you're blessing them with problems. Thanks a lot, you know. Thanks a lot. It's bad enough we bless ourselves with problems, and then other people bless us with problems too. But that's why you never tell anybody your problems. You tell them, oh, things are going along just wonderful. Things are going along just fine. Oh, yes, my marriage, my goodness sakes. We have some tense moments now and then, but that it makes it just aware of how wonderful we are, you know, of how beautiful we can conceive each other to be. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. But this is what I do. This is what I am. This is what I create. Everything I bless and praise, everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world in beautiful, overwhelming measure. And that's kind of nice. Now, do I have anything particular I want to bless and praise? Is there anything particular that turns me on? Anything I want to call the Worldwide Healing Ministry about, or that I want to call the Dial of Healing Prayer, or that I want to call the University of Healing and all of those wonderful practitioners there? Is there anything I want to call them and tell them about? Well, I would like more money. I would like more health. I would like more happy relationships. I'd like more... Okay, now... You know the rule. It says right here, everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world. Everything I bless and praise shines forth in my world. Everything I name shines forth in my world. Everything I give attention to shines forth in my world. Well, I'd like more money and I'd like better health. What is this? Everything I give my attention to shines forth in my world. Am I giving attention to my lack and my illness and problems? Ooh, what a waste of time. No wonder they're growing so well. No wonder they're getting so big. Now, let's start turning the tide here, okay? All right, now just think about them. Just think about them. The children plant plants, seeds in little cups, and then they water them and they watch them grow. And some children say, "Yeah, you know, I don't like you, plant. You're not. I don't like anybody. I'm angry. I'm an unhappy child. I don't like you. I don't like you." And look at their plant. The seed doesn't even come through the ground. And the other plants are the happy children. The seeds are bursting forth so fast and so big, they got to get a new pot to hold it because the seed is growing so fast. Now, why is a seed growing fast? Because they love their plant. And they tell their plant that they love it. And the plant is just growing, growing, growing. So that's what happens to us. If we have unhappiness and we nourish it by feeding it and talking to it and listening to it and stuff, we make it grow. If we have the desire for happiness, the desire for peace, the desire for wholeness, then we start talking about them. We say, "I'm whole and perfect. Oh, just look at my wonderful body." And it may be all shriveled up. "Just look at my wonderful body. I know that this body is whole and perfect. Fantastic, fantastic." Kiss your body. No, I'm just kissing my body, boy. Rex stuck up his head. He says, "Are you calling me dad?" So just kiss your body. Just kiss your arms. Kiss yourself and tell yourself how wonderful you are. And just watch how quickly, if it's healing, how quickly the healing takes place of you returning to your original purity and integrity. Just pay attention to how quickly you all of a sudden realize, "Hey, where did that illness go?" "No, but I was just talking to my arm." See, all the dogs come out when I make that kissy sound, you know. But you see, this is what life's all about. Where do we give our attention? And what do we give our attention? Now, what do we expect to have our life expressing? And whatever it is, that's what we experience. So let's nourish those little plants. The little plants, the little seeds that are not yet out of the ground. "I love you, I love you. What are you doing loving a little piece of dirt here? You're loving a piece of dirt?" "No, I'm not loving a piece of dirt. I love you, I love you." "Well, what are you loving?" "I'm not telling you. That's my secret. You know, I love you, I love you, I love you." What a stupid person loving a little dish of dirt, you know. And it's so silly. And the dirt is wet even, you know. And it's ugly. It's just dirt, you know. "And I love you, I love you, I love you." And then they come to school the next day, and the little seed is burst through the dirt. And the person who was incredulous about it said, "How did you know that was in there?" And then you tell, "I put it there. I put that seed in there. I put that seed of love, of peace, of harmony, of joy, of abundance, and goodness, and health. I put that there." And so then I say, "I love you, I love you." And nobody can see it. Not even Dorothea can see it. And she looks at that little thing and she says, "You're lying. You're loving something that ain't." And I say, "Yes, I am, Dorothea. I'm loving the seed that's in there that you can't see. Oh, you got a seed in there, huh? Oh, you put a seed in there. Oh, then I can understand. You don't need to understand. It's none of your business, you know. It's my business. You understand? You don't tell other people about your seed in there, because Dorothea is going to think, 'Oh, that's a rose seed because I like roses.' And Sylvia's going to say, 'Oh, that's a tulip because I like tulips.' And Ellen's going to say, 'Oh, that's another type.' Everybody's going to give it a different. But you know what it is? It's my little seed. It's my little pumpkin seed. And everybody else thinks they're going to grow a flower. I'm growing a pumpkin. And then you're going to watch this. The stem's going to come out of there and go around here. And maybe three or four pumpkins are going to come off of that stem. And they're going to say, 'Off that tiny little seed, off that tiny little piece of dirt that you got there. Well, I made more dirt for it. But you see, I knew what I planted. I planted harmony and peace and love and joy and goodness. And then I loved it. And it came right out into being. Because that's who I am. Now, everything I bless and everything I praise shines forth in my world. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Now just think, if all of us were to do that, were to take the unseen, and just because we can't see it, that doesn't mean it's not there. Take the unseen and nourish it and love it and bless it. Wow! How it would come forth and make us so very, very happy. Wow! I like being me. I think that being me is the most fun thing I could ever do in my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.